This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business, we had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voice of Misery podcast. Of course, I am the nerd, and I'm not alone today. I'm one half of the show. The other half is...
Nerdette. Is that how you started those shows?
I don't even remember. It's just one of those things that just happens. It's kind of a blur, you know, just hit the record button, do your thing, hit stop, and don't think about it. Just forget about it and let it go in the past. How the hell are you?
Fucking tired.
Listen, there better be a fucking 20-minute monologue of what the hell you've been up to, because it's been a couple of shows.
What do I do?
You've been off since last Wednesday, so you've had a full week off, hoping that there'd be something to report. Anything new? Did you watch anything? Do anything different?
I watched a couple things. A lot of things I started and couldn't get into, and I just stopped.
Starting to sound like me.
Oh, I don't know. I went to watch the Long Island Serial Killer on Max. I couldn't even get through 5 minutes of that. I didn't realize it was just going to be like a report thing, not like a documentary or whatever. I just clicked on it and whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was Nancy Grace, and I'm like, I can only take her in like super small doses because she's just so over the top dramatic. I can't take her.
Do you hate her because of Casey Anthony?
No, back then I actually didn't mind her as much.
That's when I hated her.
I didn't like her back then, but I turned it on and I'm like, oh, I can't with this bitch. So I shut it off. So I couldn't even get through that. And then what else did I try? The Collective. That movie with Don Johnson, Ruby Rose, and Tyrese Gibson. I couldn't get through 10 minutes of that. I'm like, this is terrible fucking acting. Can't even get so turn
Yeah.
that off. I wanted to give it a shot because I was seriously trying to look for other shit to fucking watch. And I don't know if I'm just still in this funk where like nothing is interesting me at all. Like I tried, and I couldn't get through like to even a few minutes.
Well, I had something to say about that Collective movie. And
Yeah.
what was it, the first thing you watched? Oh, the Nancy Grace. So just really quick, I want to talk about Nancy Grace because the reason why I asked you if you hated Nancy Grace is because I hated Nancy Grace, and I remember now that you did too. Because during the Casey Anthony trial, every night she was such a mean, nasty, condescending bitch. And
She's just
she.
very
Yeah.
opinionated, and it's like her
It's okay,
way
though.
in no other, like I just want to know all the facts. Like when I watch something like this is a serial killer, like a recent one, I just want to know all the facts because I haven't read any of the stories or anything. I'm waiting for like a documentary so I can actually
Yeah.
sit down and watch it, and that's what I thought this was. But then I realized it was just like her interviewing random people and giving her opinion, and I'm like, that's not what I wanted to watch. So
She was a fucking bitch.
I just turned it off.
We were cheering for Casey when she got off because it was like finally shutting Nancy Grace up. She was such a fucking
She
bitch.
drives me nuts. Then I watched, I think it was on Max, called BS High, which is about a high school football team with no high school, which I thought was interesting.
How
And
the fuck is
and
that
this
possible?
coach was just such a fucking. He's such an idiot. Like he's just, I don't know. I don't remember his name because this is days ago. I haven't been on the show in a long time, so like I don't remember his name. But like he came up with this thing and grabbed these kids that needed like they had like a rough home life or whatever, and he built like this high school football team with no high school, and they ended up being shown on like ESPN for one of the games, and they were so terrible. Cause they sucked so bad
Of course, they sucked.
that like all the lies started coming out. Like who is this team that's fighting one of these really top-rated high schools or whatever?
Where'd they get equipment from?
They were all like sharing helmets and stuff. It's like it was weird.
Yeah, it's just
It was
expensive.
freaking weird. And like he wasn't paying like hotel bill. Like they were going on and having matches with other high schools or whatever, he wasn't paying any of the hotel bills. Like he was writing checks and bouncing them, and like I don't know. So
This is real?
yes,
Fucking shit.
they were shown on ESPN as like because they were fighting this one. They had a football game against this one high school team. I don't remember what the fucking team was. Anyways, I found that really interesting, although I could not stand him. I don't like cocky people. I don't like people that think they know everything, and like he's smiling like he doesn't regret anything. And he just kind of pissed me off. But it was an interesting story, like how they got that far and what the fuck happened.
Depends why he did it though. Is he trying to give the kids an outlet, like trying to give them something to do, give them some kind of
I think he's
structure
just
in
full of
their life?
himself. He promised them that he would get them into like good colleges and like with scholarships and all this shit. So of course all the kids fell for
It
it.
sounds like
But
he did it for a good reason.
dude,
It
this dude
sounds
is an
like it.
idiot. And then I watched Depp versus Heard on Netflix, I think that was.
Oh, those fucking assholes.
And it showed like a, because I didn't watch any of the trial or anything, so I watched that and I found that interesting. I think they're both lying pieces of shit, but I found it interesting. And then I watched another Untold. And it was Swamp Kings with Urban Meyer and like the Florida Gators, and that was really good. I actually really enjoyed that one. That had like Tim Tebow and stuff in it, and I'm like, oh, okay, like it's people I knew.
Yeah, they're a good
So,
fucking team.
I watched that, and that talked about like I think 4 years, like four different seasons. So that was good, and that's it. And then it's just been stupid shit on in the background,
Yeah.
but.
That fucking Tyrese movie, though, that really sounded shitty.
Well, I'm like, oh, this is an assassin type movie. Like, okay, it can't be too terrible. And I know the people that are in it. And then I started watching, and I'm like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
This is like, even like the action scene, he's like fighting, and I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? So I just turned it off. I'm like, I cannot with this. So, whatever.
You gotta look at the people in it, though. You got Don Johnson. I don't think he's done anything in many years.
And you got Ruby Rose, who left the show Batwoman because it was too, like, it wasn't woke enough for her or some shit. I don't know what the hell her issue was, but she left for some weird reason. And then Tyrese, who's bitching about money concerns. And I think Fast and the Furious was like his only thing. So you got three outcast actors in a movie. That's why I was like, nah, I'm passing on this
I
one.
know, but I was just looking for anything to watch, and it was a new movie, so I'm like, oh, well, I'll give it a shot. The other, like, I didn't, I don't know, none of the movies on that website interested me, so
Yeah.
just whatever.
That's it. So you didn't do anything else?
No,
What up?
I didn't do shit.
Well, that's fine. Well, you watched a lot more than I did. I didn't. Well, I don't know. I've been watching a lot of the same old shit. We gave Lucifer another shot. I'm thinking about the season. And these fucking seasons are so weird. It's like there's this, the first season's 13 episodes, then it goes to like 18 episodes and 26 and 10 and back up to 16. It's like all over the fucking place. I think I'm on season 3, which is like the longest fucking season I've ever seen in my life. There's like 26 episodes in this one. It's still a pretty good show, though. I mean, I've actually gotten into it a little bit more. I kind of regret not paying attention as much throughout the first and second season, just kind of having it on in the background. But now I've heard enough and I've seen enough of the show that I'm actually into it now. And I don't know, it's not like the worst show I've ever seen. It's not the best show. It's a decent show. I think this might have been the season where it was getting canceled and brought back because it seems like the numbers for the episodes are just really all over the place. I think this might have been one where they were renewed. Because there's 26 fucking episodes, so
I
obviously they
think
got more
there
ordered.
was one where there was parts, like it was broken up. This might have
Man, it's a
been
fucking mess.
this show was canceled and brought back so many fucking times. I believe there was one season where it was done and then they brought it back to try to finish it up on TV. And then I think it was done again. And then I think Netflix picked it up for the next season. Then it was done again. And then Netflix did it, reversed it and brought it back for the final season. That show was a fucking hot mess.
I'm glad it's over because at least I can see it without the
It
drama, you know?
was such a mess.
So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty decent show. What's the other thing I've been watching? Lock and Key. I think this might be my fifth or sixth fucking try with the show on Netflix. I was calling it Key and Peele for some odd reason because the whole Lock and Key and Peele, I don't fucking know. But this show was something that I read a long time ago in a graphic novel back when we used to go to comic book stores and whatnot. I bought the whole thing. It was like a omnibus book that had all the mini comics in it, the full complete story. I read it and I liked it. So when the show came out a couple of years back, I was really excited for it. And then something happened. I just couldn't get into it. Tried a couple of times over the years. I even tried as recently as like a month or two ago. I tried it again. I didn't even make it past the first episode. I don't know what it is about this show. I couldn't do it. Last night I tried it again for I don't even, I think it might be the fifth or sixth time, like I said. Made it to episode 5, and I actually like it this time. So I don't know if like lightning has to strike, you got to be in a certain position, frame of mind to get into something, but you keep doing something over and over again, eventually it may fucking stick, and this show finally did. It's about this family who has a tragedy and they move into this house that was kind of inherited, passed down through their family, called Key House. And in this house, there's a lot of different doors and they're all locked by various keys that do different things in the household. And it's like a horror, supernatural, fantasy, magic kind of thing. And behind each door, there's a different thing. Like the little boy goes, he tries to walk through one door and his body collapses and dies. And his ghost is on the other side of it. He's flying around having fun. Then he flies back through the door, goes back into his body, and he's alive again. Another door, you can say, hey, I want to go out for ice cream. You go into the building, you open up the door, and there's a fucking whole world on the other side where there's an ice cream shop, and you get whatever the fuck you want. It's really weird. There's like portals inside behind every fucking door that does something different. It's a really cool idea. I don't know why I never got into it before, and I knew what the story was before. I just couldn't get into it until now. I'm happy I did. This is a shorter series. It's only like 28 or 29 episodes. I know it's less than 30, but they're about an hour episodes each, and they fly through pretty quick. So I think I'm gonna try to finish it this time and see what the hell happens. It's a pretty decent show so far. I'll give a review on that one when I'm done. I'll probably be done with this one because it's so short. What's today? Wednesday. I'm thinking by like Monday or Wednesday next week because there's so many other things that I'm watching right now. Like the fuck was else I watching here? Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
You're surprised I'm watching that one?
Dude.
Are you surprised I'm watching Lord of the fucking Rings? I used to watch stuff
Here's the
like this
fucking thing.
years ago.
I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday, but one of those days, like, the HBO Max app, for me, I don't know if it's this temperamental to everyone else, but for me, the new Max app, I had to log into this bitch every day. I don't have to watch something, but I have to log into this fucking app every day or it's going to boot me out. And it's always a pain in the ass for me to get back in. It's like, seriously, like, it drives me nuts. It tells me my password doesn't fucking work. I have to get you to open the app on Wi-Fi so it connects to my... It's like a pain in the ass. I don't know why.
I have that problem with Peacock.
Yeah, so I have to log in every fucking day just to, like, make sure my profile is fine for some reason. So I log in, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing, like, things... Multiple things watched, and I'm like, what is this stupid shit that I would never fucking watch? Like, Hobbit was on there the second day, because this was multiple days. But the first couple things, I'm like, what is going on? So I delete all that from my freaking watch list, or continue watching, and I'm like, I don't know who the fuck is in my thing, but I'm pissed off, and so I get rid of the app or whatever, exit out, and I go and do my thing. The next day I go on, and now someone's watching the fucking Hobbit on my freaking profile, and I'm like, motherfucker, who the hell is... And I'm thinking, because my sister uses it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has a profile on there, but she's not really using it yet. And I'm like, she would not watch this stupid shit. So you come out, and you're like, well, I just got a notification that you put a pin on your profile. I'm like, yes, because some moron keeps going on and watch shit in my profile, and it's screwing up my algorithm. I don't know what's happening. You don't say shit. Nothing. You're just like, oh, that's weird. And I think it's like the next day or the day after that, you're finally like, oh, I was wondering what you were talking about. That was me. Because you kept going into my profile and watching stuff on my thing. Yeah. Oh, my God. So now I'm debating on whether I just want to delete the profile and restart. I have all the freaking Lord of the Rings. Like, it's just all over the place.
That's how I felt a couple months back when I was talking about my Netflix.
Yeah, and that was Sammy. Like, everyone just look at the profile in the name. What the
fuck it was. There was, like, a bunch of random Asian shit sort of popping up and, like, anime. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I don't want to watch any of this shit. But it's really easy to do that because, I mean, if you're logged into it, you just click and you just, you know, watch whatever the hell you're watching. But
God.
I was watching Lord of the Rings and fucking A, man. These movies are fucking long, man. Holy shit. You have to watch these movies, and I don't know who the fuck thought this was a good idea, and I guess you can blame Star Wars for this shit, but they'll go back and they'll say, okay, we're going to make new movies, which are sequels that come before the ones that you saw before, and you're like, what the fuck? It gets so confusing. So I watched The Hobbit, the first three of those, which are actually the most recent movies, and it's basically like a fucking adventure movie, like you'd read when you or like read a book when you're a kid, and kind of reminds you of like The Neverending Story, the movie Legend, Elder Scrolls Online, Dungeons and Dragons. It has all that shit, all the elements of like orcs, elves, all sorts of stuff. And for some reason, it's fun for me when I'm playing this in a video game, but not as fun when you're watching it. And it was I don't want to say these are bad movies, but I don't want to say they're great movies. They're okay. They're fun watches. Kind of like The Neverending Story when I was a kid, how every kid loved that movie. I watched it once, and I'm like, okay, it's okay, and I never watched it again. Never to this day. I've only seen that movie once, and it just didn't do it for me. I didn't care enough for it to watch it again. That's how these Lord of the Rings movies are going to be. I'll say they're okay. I'm watching them just to say that I saw them. They're not my favorites. There's definitely some characters in this I fucking hate. Number one being Frodo, who's the Elijah Woods character, is such a fucking bitch. His friend in it has the biggest crush on him, and they have some very homoerotic scenes where like they're really close to each other, and it's really weird. Like the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, are these two fucking or something? And it was just I don't know. I don't fucking know. Maybe some Lord of the Rings fans will probably fucking yell at me for that, but I'm not the biggest fan of these, but I don't hate them either. There's only one more left in this series. And fucking A, this movie is 4.5 hours long. And it's just, what the fuck, man? No. You gotta pack a fucking lunch. You gotta plan piss breaks in between this bitch. Too long of a movie, and it doesn't deserve to be as long as it is. It just doesn't. It's not a masterpiece. It's a very visually appealing movie. It looks beautiful. As far as the story goes, there's like, you know, very basic elements. Hero does this against, you know... these odds that are just insane odds, and they fight dragons and shit, and it's just like, what the fuck? I don't know. I was also very underwhelmed with the ring itself. I was thinking this ring is going to be like a Green Lantern ring or like Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. All it does is it makes bitches bitchier. I mean, they fucking turn invisible and they hide when they have this fucking ring. And I'm like, I thought this thing was supposed to do more, you know? It makes them invisible.
I don't know. I never read the stuff. I never watched any of it. I have no idea.
It's. I mean, every time I review something, I kind of like it. Sounds like I'm shitting on it. But this is, it's not the worst movie. It really isn't. If I had to give it a score, an early score, I would say it's dead in the middle. It would just be a C. It's not overwhelmingly bad. It's not overwhelmingly good. It's just kind of there. It's a decent watch. I would recommend it for people. Other than that, I didn't really watch too much, though. Just those three things. And having two series at once is really hard because I'm watching Lucifer and I'm like, I kind of want to see what's going on in Key House. And then when I start watching Key House, I'm like, man, Lucifer would be pretty cool in this one. And then you want to switch back and forth. So... That's why I try to avoid doing two series at once, but that was my mistake to try another one last night. Other than that, haven't been really doing too much. It's just been a waiting game to finish this vacation, and I thought this vacation was going to be a lot more fun than it's been. It's just like now I'm in the mood where like I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking I'm going to work, but there is no work to go to, so I'm just kind of fucking like, oh, geez, like what am I going to do with my day? So I'm getting a little antsy. And bored, frankly, to tell you the truth, because there's not much to do, and I'm burning through TV and stuff like that. But do you hear about this hurricane that's coming? That's going to bring some excitement into our lives. You hear about that? It's supposed to be here tomorrow.
I'm the one that told you.
Well, did you hear it's supposed to be a Cat 4 hurricane now over Florida and Georgia, I think?
Oh, yeah, for them. Yeah. Not for us. It's only going to be a tropical whatever storm or depression or I don't know. It's just some tropical whatever.
Tropical storm, but... This is going to get a lot of rain. Did a little grocery shopping yesterday to pick some stuff up, but
milk and bread.
I was told to get milk and bread and eggs. I'm like, why? Because we have electric everything in this house. If the power goes out, we're not eating any of this milk bread. We're just going to have some expired milk, bread, and eggs, so there's really no point in that. One other thing I did want to talk about here real quick was that my fucking face is the most uncomfortable it's been in many years.
You were such a baby.
I fucking hate this. I mean, I don't know what the hell gave me the bright idea to try to grow out some facial hair. And it's been a very long time since I've had facial hair at all. Fuck, man, this thing is itchy and it's just annoying. And I'm touching it throughout the show. I'm touching it all day long. And I'm like, I don't like the feel.
It's only been a couple days. Like, it's only been a couple days.
I feel rotten. I feel dirty. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. And I'm not a dirty person. It's just there's something about the facial hair. I like a clean-shaven face. I don't think this is going to work. I thought it was going
to
work.
Why did you do it? To see how much gray you have?
I wanted to see how much gray I have, and there's a surprising lot of it. There's a lot more than I thought. I mean, fuck. It's...
Well, you know what, though? I will say this. At least it's not patchy.
Yeah, it's just a big field of it.
No. I mean, like, who was it that couldn't grow a beard for shit? Lucky. Was it Lucky on General Hospital?
The guy in General Hospital, yep.
Oh, my God. Every scene he was in, his face, like, I wanted to throw up. Like, it was so bad.
Looked like fucking dirt patches.
It was, like, little whiskers, like, all, like just all over his face. And I'm like, what is that? Mm-hmm. If you can't grow a fucking beard, don't grow one. It looks stupid. Like, at least yours is, like... full, and it's you don't have like holes in it.
Yeah, but there's about to be one giant hole. It's gonna be a clean shaven face because I don't know how much longer I can deal with it. I used to be able to grow a long one, man. I used to be able to grow a nice long one. It didn't bother me when I was younger.
Don't do that.
Oh man, but there you have it, people. Oh, actually, there was a good idea in our channel to open up an OnlyFans page showing dimples only. There's probably a surprising amount of people that would pay for that, so there might be some likes of that.
Yeah, the people in Discord would pay for it.
Hey, you know what? Hey, fucking man, their money spends too. Shit, if they want some dimple action, I will give them some dimple action. But I know everyone's excited to have you here on the show today, so why don't you tell them what the hell they can do with themselves?
Not much. Today is August 30th. It's National Beach Day. No point. It's fucking gloomy and rainy. Mm-hmm. August 31st is Bacon Day.
Mm.
Exciting.
I fucking love bacon. I ate some last night.
There you go. Oh, man. That's it.
That's it. Well, normally this is the part of the show where I would tell you that someone loves it. But I took the liberty of pre-recording the commercials, trying out something new, and putting them at the beginning of the show.
Oh,
so the people that love your segment already said they loved your segment.
Okay, good.
At the beginning of the show, so there you go. All right, so what we're going to do right now is give someone... This is a fucking crazy one. I don't even know if I wanted to read this Florida man story for the birthday, but I have to because today's August 30th and someone is waiting for their present. This Florida man's pretty fucking awful, man. He's accused of grabbing his genitals and giving the middle finger to a man and his 8-year-old son. I mean, fucking, he's a homeless marathon man. He was arrested Monday for flashing and grabbing his genitals in a Home Depot parking lot. The man who reported the indecent exposure said he was pulling into the parking lot on August 30th with his 8-year-old son in the back seat. The man was cursing at them, waving his middle finger and grabbing his groin with his other hand. Based on the man's description, deputies believe the man to be 65-year-old Marino Eugenio Sanchez, who they knew from previous interactions with law enforcement. Deputies searched them, but did not they searched for him, but did not find him. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and he was booked into jail on Monday afternoon for indecent exposure. Reason why I think this guy's such a fucking scumbag.
Indecent exposure? Did he...
Mm-hmm. Well, he's playing with his dick in front of an 8-year-old kid.
That's he just grabbed it, right? He didn't, like, whip it out.
Well, according to reports, he only grabbed it, but that's,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, so, what the hell?
It's still a little fucking awful to be doing that shit in front
of a kid. Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not awful, but, like, he didn't show it off or anything.
Oh, man, I just...
There's got to be another law he broke besides that.
Well, he's a repeat offender, and normally in towns, like small towns or whatever... The police know who the homeless people are, what they do, what they're about, where they hang out, what times of the day. They normally just tell people to get the fuck out of the area. This guy's probably just more of a nuisance that they just know around town. A waste of their time to process paperwork. They just say, fuck it, just move along. If we see you around here again, and he comes back the next day, you know, this is the way it is. It costs more money to book the guy. He's just going to be out anyway, and he has no money. He's homeless. That's why cops don't care when they fucking die. Like if you ever go to a... Like a railroad track, whatever, you see a fucking dead person there, you call it in, you're like, oh, it's a fucking home. No one cares. It's like prostitutes, and he disappeared, no one gives a shit. But anyway, let's get some time. You got anything good today, or you got a bunch of bad ones, or what are you bringing to the table today, topic-wise?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? It's going to hop. Hey, that's good. Hop on into it.
I think they're all okay.
Okay.
I don't think I have any murder.
Well, I've got a couple food ones here to start the show off today, okay? And I know how much you love these, and I wanted to roll out the red carpet and make you feel comfortable, so I got some food ones for you. And I know these are two restaurants. I know you only like one of them, so let me start with the one you didn't like first and then give you the good news later. So at McDonald's, there was a teen girl who's 16. She was killed in a fight over sweet and sour sauce.
I saw that.
I mean, sweet and sour sauce is fucking delicious at McDonald's. That's probably their number one sauce, wouldn't you say?
Really?
They're sweet and sour sauces.
I don't use sauces. I just use ketchup. Is that considered a sauce? That's the only sauce.
I mean, if you can ask for it.
I am. Oh my god, man! I'm just too damn picky to try anything else.
Ketchup is like the bastard of dipping sauces.
Yeah, just give me ketchup and I'm happy. Unless it's on a burger, then I need ketchup, mustard, and mayo. But like, those aren't dipping sauces to me. Those are just condiments.
I guess there's an argument to be had, though, about ketchup. Because you figure if you say, hey, can I have some honey mustard dipping sauce? Like, they're going to give it to you in a cup. Ketchup, they give it to you in a fucking plastic bag that's all crinkled up. And they just grab it and fucking fist it and slam it into your bag like they're disrespectful because it's just ketchup, you know? I don't know. It's like the lowbrow one. But this bitch really wanted her fucking sweet and sour sauce because she was willing to risk her freaking life over it. She's 16 years old, man. She's dead and has... And another's been charged in her murder following a fight. Authorities say started over dipping sauce at McDonald's. So the incident went down early Sunday morning after 16-year-old Naima Ligon and four others went to the fast food establishment in Washington, D.C. According to prosecutors, after picking up food and leaving the restaurant around 2 a.m., a dispute happened in a car where Ligon was stabbed twice. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead. Another teenager was arrested that same day and charged with second-degree murder. She had a knife in her possession at the time of her arrest. During a hearing on Monday, Detective Brendan Jasper testified the fight stemmed from an argument over sweet and sour sauce. He went on to claim that Ligon and another girl began striking the other 16-year-old, who could be seen on security footage allegedly not fighting back. As Ligon and the other girl went to get into the car, the suspect allegedly lunged at the victim with a pocket knife and stabbed her in both the abdomen and her chest. So I guess they didn't name the people due to their ages. She pled not involved or not guilty in court. While her team is arguing the stabbing was done in self-defense, prosecutors feel the fight was already over by the time she allegedly pulled the knife out. She was the only person who brought a knife into a fist fight, to the prosecutor, Priscilla Guerrero. At the end of the day, someone is dead over a dispute over sauce. Let's not forget how petty this was, said the judge. Yeah. And it's funny because all the parents are, you know, they're saying the same thing. My daughter's a good girl. She would never do something like this.
It's D.C.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a shitty fucking area.
You're a product of your surroundings, man.
Ugh.
How we say it. Fucking sweet and sour sauce. You throw your fucking life away over some bull. I mean, I wouldn't throw my life away over money. You know, nothing would get me to throw my life away. I mean, that's your freedom, and you're that young. I mean, at 40, I wouldn't even do that. I don't have as much life left ahead of me as a 16-year-old person does. Can you imagine that shit? Just growing up, you're not even a fucking full-fledged adult, and you already fucking threw your life away. Isn't that some bullshit? Or some fucking sweet? It had to be more than sweet and sour.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Is it really that good?
It's fucking good, but it ain't that good. I don't know.
Like,
man.
would you be really disappointed if they didn't have it? I'd just be like, oh, okay, give me something else. Then what do you have?
Well, you got to think of it this way. They're 16 years old. They're all about the same age. They probably go to the same school. There was more to this than the sweet and sour sauce. It probably wasn't.
Yeah.
Something happened at the school, maybe social media, because that seems to be where all the beef starts nowadays, is social media. Oh, we know where this bitch works. Is she working today? They probably called the place. She answered the phone. They hung up real quick. We know she's there. Let's go fucking get this bitch, you know? Anyway, there's another restaurant. This is the one that you do like. So Burger King, and I think you might be a part of this class action lawsuit. They're facing a class action lawsuit over the size of their Whopper. Did you hear about this one? You love the Whopper.
What's wrong with their Whopper?
It's too little.
Well, it doesn't look like what's in the commercial, but, like, does anything?
Listen, this is fucking
what's
crazy.
What's in the commercial is fake food.
Well, it's not the commercial that they're bitching about.
Mm.
So, you know how when you go to the drive-thru, they have those signs? Like, the pictures and shit of, like, what the meals are and whatnot?
Quarter pound of meat or whatever the hell.
So, this is what happened in Miami, where a U.S. district judge rejected the Burger chain's bid to dismiss a class action lawsuit brought by customers who say Burger King's in-store menu boards show a much bigger Whopper than what is actually served. Specifically, Burger King's accused of portraying its signature sandwich as having ingredients that overflow the bun, making it appear 35% larger overall and with more than double the meat of an actual Whopper. Burger King, a unit of Restaurant Brands International, countered that it wasn't required to deliver burgers that look exactly like the picture. But the judge said it's up to a jury to decide what reasonable people would think, whether Burger King's alleged actions amount to a breach of contract with its customers.
But people,
I
think if you don't work with food, you don't realize that this is the majority of the time when they take these pictures, it's fake food.
Yeah, not real.
I worked in the bakery for many years. The photographs that you see for things that are on sale or hanging up on the wall or whatever, that is fake food. I know that from opening one of the bakeries myself. Like, we had to stage certain shit. It had to be freaking perfect. It's not just something you make and then take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I assume by doing that many, many, many years ago, that fast food restaurants do the same thing. Like, they have somewhere in corporate that takes these pictures of this fake shit.
It makes you wonder if people that are a part of this case are the same people that would go, like, to, like, a Dollar General where you see, like, kids' toys.
Yeah.
And it's, like, broccoli, french fries, potato. It's, like, play food. If that person would buy that and be like, I bought this play food, I put it in my oven, and it didn't cook for real. I demand my money. It says potatoes on the package, but they're plastic, you know?
I'm sure the same thing with, like, the Whopper. Like, they have to make the things, the toppings, big enough so you can see what's on it. Like, you have to be able to see the tomato slices and the cheese and the onions. And all, like, you have to be able to, in the picture, be able to see it.
Yeah.
So you know everything that comes on that Whopper, I would think. So they make it bigger. Like, when I order a Whopper, I never fucking think it's going to come to me. Like, it's going to be a sloppy-ass mess, and I'm going to fucking love it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. People just want to be stupid, that's all.
I've never fucking once in my life ordered something from a fast food place and been like, this doesn't look like the commercial. This doesn't care. It's a fucking cheeseburger. I mean, some people are just so damn fucking picky.
It doesn't look like the picture on the menu.
It's like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah, that's, no.
Well, Burger King and its lawyers did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The plaintiff's lawyer was not immediately available for comment because they have no idea why the fuck they were hired for this bullshit case anyway. So Burger King is not the only fast food chain accused of beefing up its images. McDonald's and Wendy's are defending against similar lawsuits in Brooklyn. Because Brooklyn people don't work, so what the fuck else do they do all day? They sit around and bitch about things and try to get money for nothing. I love you, Brooklyn. Fuck them. And Taco Bell, a unit of Yum Brands, was sued last month in Brooklyn. Oh, fucking Brooklyn!
Yeah.
What is up with these fucking losers, man? You know, like, they have jam sessions. They all fucking meet at the local park. You know, the one without the basketball rims and nets and shit, because they fucking took them to sell for something else.
They all know each other.
Well, of course they do. And they're not powwowing on how to get a job or do anything. Yeah.
I'll sue that one.
All right, so y'all over there on the 50-yard line of the football field at the park, you guys go sue McDonald's. You guys over in the end zone sue this. All right, well, let's go fucking... I don't fucking get these people, man. But anyway, this Taco Bell was sued last month in Brooklyn for selling crunch wraps and Mexican pizzas that allegedly contain only half as much filling as advertised. So you know what you do to these fucking cheapskate bastards that want to sue you? You take your business the fuck out of there and you move somewhere else. That's what you do. I don't know why anybody would operate a fucking business in a Democrat-ran area because it's just fucking doomed. It's fucking doomed. You see all these businesses moving out of California, New York. I mean, that's the reason why. I would do the same shit with my fast food place. These are franchised anyway.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of there, man. So what do you think about this whole food thing? People bitching about their portion sizes. I mean, they could probably stand for less.
I mean, I think they're just looking for something to sue for.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
something
all it is.
For nothing.
That's putting a song in my head every time you say that.
Something for nothing?
Yes, it's like going in my head over and over again. A California man's home security camera was recording when a bear broke into his apartment, foraged for food, wrecked his TV, and took a nap in his bed. The Kings Beach resident, identified as Brian, said he was boating with friends on Lake Tahoe when his phone received an alert from his Ring camera that motion was detected in his living room. Brian used his phone to access the camera and was shocked to see a huge black bear inside his apartment. The resident alerted his landlord and the property manager, who happened to be nearby. He slowly walked up to the window where it had broken the screen and gotten through and peeked in, Brian told Ring. Mm. He then saw that the bear was sleeping on my bed. He started making loud noises and the bear popped up and climbed back out and ran off. Brian discovered the bear had left behind a path of destruction, including throwing garbage all over the floor, smashing his TV, and shredding his bed linens.
Mm-mm-mm.
This story reminded me a lot of the Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Like, he ended up in the bed, like, after destroying the fucking house.
Yeah.
He went and ate, he destroyed the fucking TV, and then found the bed.
I don't know why this motherfucker even yelled at the thing. You don't fucking yell at the bear. This thing could have been mad. Could have been hungry.
Yeah, you were interrupting its nap.
You fucking yell at the bear, get out of my house. Are you fucking stupid? You fucking leave the house yourself and then call someone to come take care of that motherfucker. You call animal control or whatever, man.
I hope he had renter's insurance.
And they're going to have to put that bear down, too, because it knows how to get in that guy's house and what's in there. I mean, these bears aren't stupid. Oh, I can just go right down this way, and there's that guy's house again. He's got a comfy bed and food. It's easy to get in. Warm. Safe.
Oh, God. No longer has a TV, though.
Hey, he's probably better off, man. Nothing but fucking nonsense in that bullshit anyway. I don't know. Well, what would you do if you came in the house and there was a fucking bear just laying there?
I'd turn around and walk out.
Yeah, get the fuck out of there. You're
wouldn't,
smart.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, you can have it. You can have the house. Mm. It's all yours. And I'll just patiently wait until it comes back outside.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, so let's get into the next one here. So I got a special story just for you to make you happy. In anticipation for you to come back on the show today, I have a very special story. So men attempt a world record with 153 hugs in 1 minute.
Yeah, it's my buddy.
Men.
Yeah.
And I use that term very loosely.
It's my buddy who keeps breaking the world records like every other week, man. He hasn't stopped.
I would love to know how these two prepared for this one. Or how they celebrated after they broke this fucking record. A serial Guinness world record breaker and guy with way too much time in his fucking hands teamed up with a social media star to break the world record for most hugs in 1 minute. He could have picked a woman for this. You know that, right?
But he breaks them with his best friend and his son.
Oh, man, this is just a little weird.
I don't think a woman, his wife or anything has ever been involved in any of it.
Why would she want to be seen with this motherfucker? He's broken more than 250 useless world records. And Josh Horton, a YouTube and TikTok and You Don't Stop Stop star with 30 world record titles of his own, teamed up to attempt a record together in L.A. What a better place to hug another man for a world record than Los fucking Angeles, California. The duo decided to take on the record for most hugs in a minute by a pair. It doesn't specifically state two men, but yet he...
I don't know.
Russ said the record used to require prospective breakers to drop their hands to the sides after each hug, but that requirement was apparently dropped when Anthony Anderson and Darius Rucker set the record at 138 in an episode of Carpool Karaoke. Rush and Horton said they hugged 163 times in the 1 minute time limit, but had to drop a few from their final count after reviewing slow motion footage. I mean, what did he like not hold it long enough? Did he not toot the ass or whatever the fuck you're supposed to do during a hug?
Well, Darius Rucker now try to break this record.
He did try to break it. Is there an update to this?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I would like to know. Like, is he getting wind of it? And he's like, oh, fuck that. I'm going to get my record back.
Oh, my fucking Lord. They ended up submitting a final count of 153 to the record-keeping organization. So they're keeping track of their own records to submit, because I would like to think that Guinness would have better things to do than watch videos of grown fucking men hugging each other.
Whoever's in charge of all these records or whatever is... At this point, as soon as you see his fucking name, it's just like, yep, check, give it to him.
Yeah.
Because do you really have to review it at this point? He's got like 300 records.
I mean, you got to be an expert in all things everything to be a judge for Guinness, because people aren't sending you. I mean, like, you could be a football, the best football referee of all time, but then you go to the basketball games, you don't know the fuck you're doing because it's two different things. How can you expect a Guinness? All right, so we need the expert on whoever can put the most Cheerios in a string and wear it around your neck for the most amount of days consecutively. Who's the expert, you know? They just make up shit. There's a fucking record for it.
Who makes them up?
People. And they send it to Guinness to get their name in the fucking imaginary book of records that don't even really exist.
He has some dumb ones. He has, like, I don't know, like, making sure a balloon doesn't touch the floor for a certain amount of time. Like, how many, like, he's got some stupid ass records.
He's a useless human being is what he is. And this David fucking Rush is just a man who has way too much time on their hands.
He does it so often that at one point, every episode we were recording, I had another update that he had another record, and you told me to stop.
Yeah, until I saw him hugging another fucking dude, confirm my suspicions about him all along.
He has one, like, every week. I don't know. I don't know where he has the time. There's no way he's getting paid for it. Unless, like, maybe people online ask him to break a record and they pay him so they can watch or something like that. I mean, like, how is he getting money?
I would pay to see someone do something I can't do myself. I can hug someone. I can break this fucking record easily if I wanted to, but I don't want to touch anybody. 163 hugs in a minute? That's the easy one.
Is it?
Just gotta I can't keep doing it. I hug like I fuck, like a bunny rabbit. Just go, just get on top of my motherfucker.
Oh my God.
All right, so that's a useless award there. So here we go. All right, so this one here was sent in by a good friend of the show, MCK. She recently sent in a weight loss before and after picture, which was pretty fucking awesome. So I make it a point to give her a shout out for that. And she sent this one in, so I want to get into this and talk about it. This is a crazy one here, where California is apparently paying a nonprofit organization that encourages kids to identify as foxes, and they're teaching schools to hide it. Now, this was a very long article, so I'm just going to narrow this one down. So, the state of California has awarded a 9-year grant to a group that encourages students to identify as a wide variety of bizarre genders, including fox gender, and teaches school districts how to hide it from parents. So the Department of Public Health has awarded a total of $2.3 million to a nonprofit called Gender Spectrum for activities such as developing concrete strategies for applying the lens of gender diversity to school practices. I don't care. This whole article is just about them saying that California is giving money, large sums of money, to these schools and now outside organizations to encourage children to identify as made-up shit, like foxes.
But are they getting rid of, like, science and health class?
That's a very good question.
Because I've sat here for the last, what is it, 3 or 4 years with Jenna doing online school. So I know what's being taught, at least for her. And in the beginning, like, because she, I don't know what the hell, I don't know, her grades are all fucked up. So I don't know what grade level it was at the time. But you have to, like, she was learning about the difference between mammals and amphibians and, like, blah, 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 and different species and shit. So if you're going to sit there and you're identifying as a fox, but you don't have any fucking fur or tail or, like, you don't hibernate or anything, I don't understand. I would assume that that would be so confusing because in science or health class, you're learning about the different, like, I don't know. You're learning about the different species, and then you can just identify as one, but you don't have any of the same characteristics as that thing that you're identifying as. How the fuck does that make sense?
Think about how stupid the pronoun thing is. On just a long term, because this is not going to last long term. There's no way the transgender
But adults are doing it for attention and to be stupid. But if you're giving it the choice to children when you're trying to teach them facts, it's doing nothing but confusing the fucking shit out of them. That, like, like teenager stuff, like, they're smart enough to fucking know that they're a goddamn human being and they're male or female. Like, they're not fucking stupid.
But they'll play the game.
But they're playing the game to get attention or whatever. TikTok, and get likes
videos,
on TikTok,
Instagram.
And, right, but if you're bringing it to, like, elementary students where you're teaching them, like, different species and shit, but at the same time you're saying, well, you can identify as an alligator if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
No. Confusing is that? That is too damn confusing.
I say, if you're going to affirm these people, you have to say, okay, we will let you be whatever you want to be, but you have to live like that thing you're saying you are
then
now.
Yeah, fucking go live in a swamp.
You want to be a crocodile? Fine. You have to go live in the fucking Florida Everglades now. See how long you last, you stupid fuck.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so you identify as a fucking Martian? Okay, we're going to send a whole lot of you to space. Good fucking luck.
I mean, you might as well just get rid of science and health class because you're going to confuse the fucking shit out of these kids that are going to be like, oh, okay, how are they going to pass the fucking test?
Immediately. These fucking dudes that want to turn into women. Okay, within the first week of you saying you identify as a woman, your penis has to be cut off. You have to commit the fucking part. You can't just say I'm a woman and then you fucking get all the benefits of being a woman, or vice versa if you think you're a man.
I mean,
you got to do it. You have to play the part.
Telling kids they can identify as a fox. Well, you don't have a fucking tail.
Yeah.
You're not covered in fur. Like, you're not walking on all fucking fours. Although I did see that story today where there's some weird fucking family out there being fucking weird.
The guy has to be carted around because he thinks he's a fucking dog. We talked about that one.
I don't fucking know. I feel sorry for these kids, and I'm so glad our kids are old enough.
Yeah, well, they have us too. That's another benefit. They don't have fucking
stupid
parents that just fucking let them do whatever the fuck they want.
Like, my sister, like, is stuck in New York. She can't seem to get the fuck out of there, even though she's been trying for years. Like, at least I know that she's got a good head on her shoulders, the most part, where she's not going to allow her son to be, like, brainwashed like this, but at the same time, she's not there when he's going to be going to school. She's not going to be sitting next to him, so who knows what the fuck he's going to be fed, what he's going to be told, what books are going to be read in class. Like, this is fucking upstate New York. They're idiots up there.
Horrifying.
That's scary. That is so scary. Like, she's only got a couple, like, he's turning two. She's got 3 years. 3 years to get the fuck out of there. And she's been looking for the last 3 or 4, so.
Yeah. Escape from New York, man. Seriously, this is like fucking Snake Plissken. Escape from New York. Everyone's trying to get the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this is just, oh God, I'm so glad that we don't really have to worry about that. Like, that's awful.
But just, correct me if I'm wrong here, but there are some things in life where you can say, hey, they might be telling the truth, or hey, they might not be telling the truth. There are some things that we just don't know the truth or fiction from. Like, we don't know if God's real or not. I mean, like, I have my belief in other people, but could I say definitively, can I show you proof that he exists? No, I can't. Can someone say he doesn't exist? No. But there is some proof out there that's very easily determinable. These people think they're foxes. I can show them what a fox looks like, and I can show them a mirror. You are not this. That is not you. I don't understand why we have to play this fucking game, and we're not playing it here on the Voices of Misery. Our listeners aren't.
It's just going to keep going because people are going to keep voting these fucking douchebags in, and it's not going to stop. So,
but like, these are supposed to be rational people, the people at the top that are pushing this shit. You're supposed to be smarter than us. That's why you're in the position you're in. You have the power because we trust you with that power. That is the interpretation of the whole voting process. You vote someone in that you trust to do what's right for the people that are voting for your constituents. They're pulling this bullshit where they're saying to the parents now that they're not allowed to know. They're telling the kids that to keep this a secret from your parents. Back when I was a kid, the people that you were supposed to run away from were the people that told you to hide you from your parents. So where do you go? You can't run and tell your teacher, hey, there's some fucking pervert out there. The teacher probably going to say, well, he probably wants to date you. He's a map. He's a, you know what I mean? It's just a fucking weird world now. And just to finish this one up here, I guess the program wants to push programs on children across the country. It took down the website of the recruitment to get people to work for this and like what your job details were, which is, you know, hiding the truth from the parents, making sure kids are safe, even at home, that kind of thing, at the detriment of their parents. They took the website down because it started attracting attention when people were finding it and posting it online. Really sick stuff right here, man. They've got millions of dollars to push this shit. And this goes back as far as 2017. So these seeds are being planted for a while now. And it's just crazy because there could be a parent listening to the show right now like, I would never fucking let my kid. But your kid might be learning this shit. They just might not be telling you because they're being instructed not to.
And they don't, because especially when they're teenagers, man, you could forget about knowing what the fuck's going on in school.
Good luck with that.
You say, how was your day? Eh.
Yeah.
Or it was all right. I mean, I'm not going to say, I was the same exact way.
We all were. Everybody.
My parents would ask me, and I'd be like, oh, fine. And I would go off to my room. So I'm like, but that's how teenagers are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk. Unless you, like, press and press and press, and then they get the fucking pissy attitude.
Or if they want something.
So, yeah. So, like, it's hard. Like, your kids aren't going to fucking tell you everything. You hope that, hell, you'd fucking know everything, but you don't. I don't know. So you have to just teach it at home, I guess.
Speaking of which, I kind of know I'm being worked. Because our older daughter's been very vocal lately, so she probably wants something. To talk about how kids don't talk to you unless they want something. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking wild. What do you got?
Well, here's an interesting one. In 2022, seemingly the entire internet fell in love with a hot dog straw video showing a guy casually sitting at a baseball game, turning his hot dog into a straw, then sliding it into his beer to enjoy. This is so fucking disgusting. I remember people talking about this stupid, disgusting thing. It was one of those viral moments that brought people together to celebrate ingenuity at its finest. And now Oscar Mayer is celebrating the video's one-year anniversary by turning the hot dog straw into a real thing. The brand isn't releasing an actual edible hot dog straw with straw-like holes. Instead, it used the Mighty Dog as its muse to create silicone masterpieces that look just like the real thing, which you can use over and over. Not everyone will be able to get their hands on this super limited edition release. However, if you want to try, then Hot Dog Straw is now available for pre-order nationwide at askamire.com/hotdogstraw.
Disgusting, man.
All you need to do is pop in your information and the brand will notify you when the hot dog straws are available. Of course, if you somehow don't make it off the pre-order list, you can always just make your own, like in the original video, to use at baseball games or impress your friends at your next cookout. If I ever saw someone in real life drink something through a hot dog, I would be gagging.
Just go to them and start talking to them and wait for that fucking breath of theirs to just hit you in the face.
I can eat something and then have a sip of beer. I can't, or a soda, but I can't put a hot dog, like meat.
The two together.
Into the cup and then drink through. That's disgusting.
You know people that dip their hot dogs in their fucking food and shit?
Dude, people are weird. I've seen people like put French fries in like their Wendy's Frosty.
Yeah, I've seen that. People love that shit.
Gravy? Oh, no. Yeah. I can't.
People like the fries. I can't do it.
I'm so fucking picky. I am like...
You want to see something that'll really turn you on? You got to watch the Nathan's Hot Dog fucking tournament where they just dip it in fucking piles of water.
Yep.
Dripping down their fucking face and shit. Nasty motherfuckers, man. I mean, I would rather see like a fucking boxer with a bloody face and cuts all over himself than watch that shit, man. It's just something disgusting about food that's supposed to go down your throat. Ending up all of your body. It's just...
And nasty. Then they drink. They take a drink out of it.
Yeah.
You got crumbs from the bread.
About the fucking puke. I'm already not feeling good, man. I had to... we took a little break here for Jenna's school to finish up here. And I don't know, man. I had to fucking cool myself down here. I was burning up a little bit. I don't know if old nerd's coming down with whatever sickness I had before. It's something. It's like it's leaving and coming back. It's really fucking obnoxious. You know when your body gets hot?
Man.
And then it gets really fucking cold, like the exact opposite. I don't know what the hell's going on here. But I'm still not as sick as our next story here. And this one is courtesy of Boogie, who's on vacation right now. But was still able to send this one in. This is, man pleads guilty to sex with a calf. DNA was left at the scene of the crime. For those of you wondering, he did finish. And yeah, there you go.
Oh, that poor animal.
This is fucking disgusting, dude. A British guy is going to have to wait until the cows come home to shake this saga, because he's now known as a dude who got off with his cattle. 25-year-old Liam Brown, who looks oddly like Leonardo DiCaprio, pled guilty this week to sexual penetration with a living animal and causing unnecessary suffering to a protected animal during a hearing at the Poole Magistrates Court, according to the Daily Mail. Oh boy. This is so fucking nasty. It reportedly all stems from an incident last summer when Brown was caught red-handed doing the deed with a young calf on a farm in the town of Burton. Apparently he fell victim to some booby traps set by the farmers. You see, these landowners say they'd suspected for a while that their bovines were being abused, so they installed a bunch of alarms and surveillance cameras to catch whoever was banging the livestock in the dead of the night. Eventually, Brown crept onto the property, triggered the system, and was apprehended.
Dude, no, because you know what I would do? If you have a farm and you have enough land to have fucking cattle,
yep.
I would set up surveillance and be out there with a fucking shotgun, because yep. The moment you fucking touch my animals, man, it's over, it's dead, and I will bury you somewhere.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's not, no, I'm not catching
disgusting.
You
no.
And waiting for the police to show up and shit. You are abusing my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You come onto my property, now you're going to be dead and no one's going to find you.
I'm not going to kill the guy.
Oh, no. I would be trigger happy, man. It would be over.
I'm going to make him wish he was dead. You want to know why? Because being known as a guy who fucks animals...
And, like, multiple
and having
times,
to live with that shit?
Multiple times to where, like, you know something's happening, so you're setting up surveillance to catch a dude. Yeah. That's how many times he's done it.
Multiple.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
What would the Duttons have done if he showed up to the Southland Ranch?
Bring him to the train station.
Take him to the train station, Rip.
It's over, man. It is freaking over.
Dude. I mean... I wouldn't kill him. As much as I would say I'd want to, I would want him to live with that shame. Because that is some shameful shit.
I don't
is
think
the
he would be ashamed
cow-
of
He's the cow fucker, man. I can't imagine living with anything worse than being known as the cow fucker. The farmers told the court that members of Brown's family had actually been employed by them several years ago. So this guy probably raised a fucking calf and fell in love with
it.
Oh,
my God.
So they were familiar with him since childhood. They knew he was a fucking weirdo. As for how prosecutors were able to prove it was Brown beyond a reasonable doubt, his DNA...
Mm-mm.
That they retrieved from the cows and around the cows. Oh, my fucking Lord. He was sobbing in court. He'll be sentenced next week. So he was crying in court. This
dude,
is Liam Brown.
I'm telling you, he wouldn't fucking be breathing.
Doesn't he look like Leonardo DiCaprio a little bit?
No, he does look like another actor, though, but not him.
He looks like Leo to me. I don't know. He looks like Leo to me. But,
I don't know. I don't know. He would not be breathing. It would be over, and no one would ever find him. I would figure something out.
See, you would want him dead. I would beat him. I would beat him. I would cripple the man. And then I would be like, all right, cops, I found this guy breaking in. And because I would want his name. I would want his face. I would want people to see him and ridicule him for the rest of his life. Because that is what he deserves.
Oh, hang him
man.
Up in the town square.
Hang him up in a town square. Like, hey, I want you guys to bring your kids. Take pictures with them. We're going to have a fucking circus event. If you could take pictures with fucking transgenders, you could take a picture with a calf fucker and make fun of them. Just fucking, you know, just make a big event out of him. You fucking put him in one of those clown tanks and dunk him in the water and shit. Everyone has to know this guy is a fucking calf fucker. He is a disgusting human being. And he probably, if he was here in this country, we'd call him a Democrat, I'm sure. So I got another one here for you. This one comes from our friend Jay Hall. And Jay Hall, as a lot of people know, he lives in Chicago, so he must be the luckiest man alive, because he's been alive,
you know. He's been breathing.
I don't know how he must be the oldest man in Chicago. I don't know how the fuck he survived this long. I think he lives on the outskirts, not in the city. I think that's what's keeping him safe.
That's what keeps everyone safe. Stay the fuck away from the cities, man.
Out of the city. Get the fuck away, man.
This is starting to, I'll be honest, this is starting to, I don't know, Myrtle Beach is starting to bleed this way.
I want to get the fuck out.
And I don't like it.
I want to get out.
We're not in Myrtle Beach. We're on the outskirts, mm-hmm. but we are starting to fucking feel like Myrtle Beach in here. And I don't like it. We got homeless people now. We got fucking people being pissing all over the place. Like, being weird.
I took a fucking picture of this guy out front of the Dollar General.
It's turning into fucking Myrtle Beach, and I don't like it. So,
Yeah, you're not going to be getting away with that shit here. You're not going to get. Well, the thing is our police won't let that happen because we got some good old boys down here.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to let that fucking city shit, all these weirdos fucking moving from up north coming down here, that shit ain't going to fly. They're going to learn real quick. Hey, I'm fucking from New York. Get the fucking assholes. Get the fuck out of here. So anyway, while on the scene covering a recent spate of armed robberies in Northeast, you don't say, armed robberies in Northeast Chicago on Monday, police and a two-person TV crew became victims of an armed holdup themselves. I've seen this on the Dave Chappelle show as a fucking skit and was like, there's no way this would happen in real life. There was this Bill Burr skit, actually. It was Bill Burr on the Dave Chappelle show where they were covering, it was like the racial draft or whatever the hell it was, and all the black people came and they robbed him. He's like, oh, looks like we got... No, they were covering the fucking dice game. It was like the World Series of Craps or some shit, or like dice rolling. And then they were covering, as if it was an ESPN event, they were covering the dice game. And after the dice game, the guys who were playing the dice, they fucking robbed the guys announcing the game, and that's what this reminds me of. So according to the information from the Chicago Police Department and a journalist news outlet, a Univision Chicago reporter, and photographer were gathering video shortly before 5 a.m. in the 1200 block of North Milwaukee Avenue. The area is less than 5 miles northeast of downtown in the city's Wicker Park neighborhood, and known for its shopping, eateries, dining, and nightlife.
Nightlife? I thought there was a curfew.
Well, it's nightlife up until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought you couldn't leave your house.
Chicago police spokesperson Kelly Bartoli told USA Today the assault involved a 28-year-old man and a 42-year-old man who were outside on the street when a black SUV and a gray sedan approached them. When both vehicles stopped, police reported, three unidentified males exited both vehicles wearing ski masks and holding firearms. The offenders then took the victims' belongings before returning to the vehicles and fleeing southbound. The victims were not injured. Gratefully, the crew is safe, said Luis Godinez, a local VP of news for Univision Chicago. Oh, my fucking Lord. The outlet reported the armed robbers took off with a news camera, two bags with equipment, and personal belongings.
What are you going to do with a news camera?
Sell that bitch.
Yeah, sell it on the street, but like, what is that person going to do with it?
Well, art.
What can you do with a big-ass news camera?
You probably just get rid of the film they got of your face first, and then you fucking sell this shit somewhere. I don't. News cameras don't go cheap enough. I mean, there are some beautiful cameras that they use. You know,
they're huge.
I'm sure someone would buy that motherfucker. I mean, can you imagine that shit though? Is getting fucked. You're fucking reporting on the news, and these motherfuckers are like, "Hey, Sam Champion." I'm trying to think of someone who I remember from the news. And this guy was a weatherman when I was a kid. Sam Champion. Hey, Sam, why don't you give me your fucking gold necklace? As you're reporting the news live, and then they take the camera. Oh, looks like we got to cut this one short today. Guys, be safe out there. 72 and sunny, but it feels like 95 degrees. You guys have a great day. Oh, I'm going to take my shoes off. What the fuck, man? Oh, I'm a size 10. I don't fucking know, man. That's wild shit. But what do you fucking expect, man? You're in Chicago. It's a shithole area. They fucking...
There's a curfew for a reason, yeah. So don't go out at night.
I mean, what's going to happen? They're telling people not to come to work in these areas. They're saying, don't even come to work. It's too dangerous. Stay home.
Well, there you go. They went to work and they got robbed. So
you fucking hand the city over to the criminals. I mean, you would think the news people would be safe and the mailman would be safe. If a mailman starts getting robbed in Chicago, you know there's a fucking problem, man. Because you think the mailmen are like the one... The mailmen can walk through any fucking hood. It'll be because they're the ones bringing the checks, you know? They're not going to fuck with the mailman.
Unless they have the package.
Yeah, but then you would think they would just steal the package off of someone's porch.
Yeah.
Because if you fuck with the mailman, they can stop bringing mail to the neighborhood. That means you're cut off. You're completely cut off. You're not getting shit. That's probably why they don't do it, but who knows.
Well, an Indiana man was arrested for driving under the influence last Wednesday night after being pulled over in a kid's Power Wheels Jeep. So apparently you can't even drive a fake car.
Depends how fast it goes, right?
A state trooper was patrolling on North 2nd Street about 9 p.m. when he observed the toy car on the road with no lights or reflectors and was difficult to see.
Jesus.
The trooper pulled the toy car over and noticed that the driver, John McKee, who is 51, displayed signs of impairment, according to the cops. McKee failed a field sobriety test and was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital, where it was determined that he was under the influence of methamphetamine and marijuana. He was taken to the Knox County Jail after being slapped with a felony charge of operating a vehicle while intoxicated with a prior conviction. A felony he's charged with. He was driving a totally fucking car.
I didn't think they were considered vehicles if they went under a certain speed, I thought.
At least it wasn't a big car.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was driving down the road with no lights or anything, so they couldn't see him. So I could see how that's a problem. He could have gotten hurt.
Well, there's weight limits on those toys, too. Like, you can't be over a certain weight, otherwise the thing won't fucking move. So you gotta imagine it's barely moving with this fucking guy on there. It's a grown adult.
I mean, at least he was smart enough to know that he was too impaired to get behind a real wheel of the car. And he took a kid's car instead. So now he's sitting in jail. It's like, yeah, just driving a Hot Wheels car.
Unless they go faster than they used to. I mean, you could walk faster than those fucking cars.
Yeah.
How far can you get in that
thing?
The
kids had one.
Yeah, they had a Barbie one, right? Barbie convertible or some
shit? Yeah, and man, they drove that all over the fucking lawn, man. Yeah. They love that thing, and it held charge for quite a while.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not driving from like here to the mall with that bitch. I don't know, where did this guy think he was going on a beer run? Can you imagine that shit? You're sitting there working it, and like a fucking pink Barbie convertible pulls up, and some drunk guy gets out with piss running down his leg, trying to buy beer.
Oh God, dude, that would be a sight to see.
And it starts raining. What the fuck, man? I don't know.
That would be a sight to see, though.
You know what? I guess when you're drunk, everything sounds like a good idea. No matter what it is, anything's a fucking great idea.
Because I guarantee he was just thinking, well, you can't. I know I'll get in trouble for driving this car, so I'm going to do this one instead. Mm-mm. And now he's charged with a fucking felony, so he's fucked.
What else you got?
I'm good.
Oh, you got any more?
No.
You're all set. Okay, good. Well, and I got one more for you then, and it's from our friend Sherry, who wants to let you know something here, that not all podcasts have to end with a horrible story. She wants to let you know that sometimes we can have a good, heartwarming story here, and this one is very heartwarming. This kid, he hugged his birth mother for the first time.
I saw this.
4 decades.
Yeah.
So what seems like an unremarkable greeting between mother and son was in this case anything but. 42 years ago, hospital workers took Maria Angelica Gonzalez's son from her arms right after birth, and later told her he had died. Now she was meeting him face-to-face at her home in Chile. "I love you very much," Jimmy Lippert Thiden told his mother in Spanish as they embraced amid tears. "It knocked the wind out of me. I was suffocated by the gravity of this moment," Thiden told the Associated Press in a video call after the reunion. How do you hug someone in a way that makes up for 42 years of hugs? Easy, you call David Rush. He can show you how to get that many hugs in a minute. Fucking weirdo. So, just real quick though, I mean, how the fuck do you make this big of a mistake?
I don't think that was a mistake. They told her he was dead. They probably sold the baby or something. This is another country, so that's what I immediately jumped to. These fucking nurses like had some back deal somewhere and sold this baby somewhere, you know?
All right, let's see here. His journey to find the birth family he never knew began in April after he read news stories about Chilean-born adoptees who had been reunited with their birth relatives with the help of a Chilean nonprofit. The organization found that Thiden had been born prematurely at a hospital in Santiago and placed in an incubator. Gonzalez was told to leave the hospital, but when she returned to get her baby, she was told he had died and his body had been disposed of, according to the case file. Dude, this woman grieved.
I would have flipped the fuck out. Disposed of. No.
Disposed. So what does that mean? Disposed of. You cremated the baby? You buried it? Like, why would you flush it on the fucking toilet? Like, maybe she would want a keepsake. Let's say this was real.
Or have a funeral or something. She gave birth to the baby.
No, don't worry. We'll take care of it. Who the fuck would fall for that shit? I would rather have my fucking cell phone get put in the hands of a cell phone employee who said they have to take it to the back for a minute, you know? Like that weird shit. And fucking let this go on. This is crazy. The paperwork after my adoption tells me I have no living relatives. And I learned in the last few months that I have a mama and I have 4 brothers and a sister, he said in an interview with the news in Ashburn, Virginia, where he works as a criminal defense attorney representing people who look like me who cannot afford a lawyer. Okay, so he's a fucking woke lawyer. I mean, that's... Seriously. What the fuck? People who look like me. So what about people that don't look like you that need some fucking proper attorneys? No. You're go get a public defender, you fucking white bastard.
They gotta go find someone that looks like them first.
Seriously, how fucked up is that? That we have to live in a world that fights racism with even more racism. How the fuck does that make any sense? The reason why I got in this business is to help people who look like me. Damn the rest. You know, like, you're basically doing this opposite of what they were doing in your mind to you guys in the first place, you fucking retard. Anyway, I'm fucking shitting on this guy, and he just be fucking innocent in this whole thing here. So anyway, the organization estimates tens of thousands of babies were taken from Chilean families in the 70s and 80s. Based on a report from the Investigations Police of Chile, which reviewed the paper passports of Chilean children who left the country and never came back. So the real...
Yeah. They were probably, like, I mean, some of them were probably even given to people in America, right?
Mm, probably.
Bought and sold. Like, you can make a lot of money by selling a baby.
Yeah, either that or they were
I've seen documentaries.
You know, that's something that you never see in the news. When they made a movie, I forgot what the hell the movie was called, like something Freedom or whatever, about the guy, Jim Caviezel. It was like a big hit. Mm-hmm. Sound of Freedom, I think it was, about the children that were getting trafficked, and they were like, oh, this is a right-wing movie, and they were bashing it. You're like, this guy's trying to shine a light on what's really happening in the world that no one, people are refusing to talk about, child trafficking. It's huge, thousands of kids, you know?
Man, when we had these kids, like, their best net was right in that room, did not leave.
You're trusting something that just came out of your body that you were holding for 9 months.
Ew.
And now you can't even see it in some cases if there's an issue or whatever, and it's just in another room with a fucking tag around its toe like it's a fucking corpse.
I mean, ours, like, they were C-sections. Yeah. So I was strapped down to a fucking table. I'm like, you go follow the baby.
Fucking following the baby, making sure, keep my eyes on it. So they put it down. They all look the same. They put the baby down. It's like the shell game.
Don't take your eye off.
It's like the shell game. Can you find the marble? The guy in the street's doing the thing with the cups, you know? So anyway, the real story was these kids were stolen from poor families, poor women that had no idea how to defend themselves. So yeah, this woman was just taken advantage of, and they sold the baby, I'm sure.
42 fucking years, that poor thing.
That's fucking crazy,
man. That's awful. That's a whole lifetime apart.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, this is terrible. So they're just trying to make up for lost time. It was a very emotional moment. This is a very long article, but I mean, you can only imagine there that...
That's sad.
This ripped this poor woman's life apart. And this kid, he had no idea what kind of stress it was, because he probably, right. I mean, I hope he went to a good family. Sounds like he did. He was raised pretty good. He looks all right, you know? It doesn't look like he was harmed or anything. So I feel bad for her, though, man. I mean, to live that long thinking your child was fucking dead.
Yeah.
That could have affected her whole life. Like, maybe she didn't want to have kids again because she's afraid to deal with this pain again.
Wonder how that phone call went.
She probably thought he was a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a fucking liar.
Need to do some 23andMe and shit.
Dude.
That's awful.
That is incredible, man. That's a fucking crazy story there. And I wonder how many other people out there are dealing with that same shit.
At least he was able to find her.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't really want to open that door because you might get a really good kid. You might meet your mom and be like, hey, it's a great mom. Could just be a fucking bitch, or better yet, she could be a fucking asshole, right?
There you go.
I had to try to stick that line. I'm not feeling good at all, man. Dude, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I think ever since I got a little older, I think everything's going downhill.
Oh, my God.
My body's falling apart.
Fuck off.
I used to have a little bit more pep in my step.
Yeah, he's 72 now. But,
the fucking beard's growing. I was looking at it when we were taking our little midday break because our schedule's all screwy for now. I was sitting there looking. I'm like, should I shave this motherfucker? I was like, what would she say if she came back here to record and I was baby-faced again? You'd probably call me a fucking bitch, right? Because I can't handle the itching. It's just too much.
Just give it a few days and see if it subsides, you know?
Oh, man, maybe. I don't know. It's like that awkward stage. Guys know what I'm talking about here. But, you know, I think I'm going to shave it when I finally get the answer to the question I've been wanting to know. And I'm going to let this thing grow until I figure out why the hell you love this next segment so much.
It's the last fucking one, man.
I might have a fucking epic beard.
I'm hearing the thunder and stuff. Like, it's about to go down outside, so...
Yeah. For people in the South, even further south than this, I listen to the show, man. Get yourself to some, local supermarkets. Get yourself the milk bread and eggs that are just going to go rotten because you can't cook the shit anyway. What the fuck do you do with milk bread? Why is it milk bread and eggs?
Well, bread I'm okay with because you still can do peanut butter and jelly or, you know, stuff like that. But you can't... Milk and eggs you can do absolutely nothing with if you lose power.
Yeah, why eggs? Unless why
you
milk?
Well, you can put them in a cooler with ice, but you still can't do anything with the eggs. You can't cook it.
But what the fuck is... What is it with that combination?
I don't know.
Milk, bread, and eggs. No, peanut butter.
Peanut butter, jelly, some bread.
Yeah.
What, bags and bags of chips.
That's it. You get non-perishables. Just say, hey, go to the store, get non-perishables. You can keep the fucking milk, bread, and the fucking eggs, man. Give me, canned soup.
Yeah, some SpaghettiOs. You can
something.
Eat that shit right out of the can.
Something. You would think if you're in a real world situation, hey, the world is ending, everybody. Make sure you got plenty of chickens to make eggs for you. What the fuck?
Some hash. Mm.
What the fuck are you going to do with eggs if you can't cook them? They have to be cooked. You would think you would want things in your house in the time of emergency that don't need to be cooked. Like, the bread does make sense.
Right.
The milk, it just, it fucking goes bad. Get water. I don't get it, but whatever. Are you ready for this topic? Yes. This is a good one. So this person wants to know, am I the asshole for screwing over my sister by immediately quitting babysitting for her? Sounds very familiar to one we just had about a month ago or so. And I think I have the same views on this as I did last time. Person was probably doing a favor for a family member. Family member took advantage of it. That's how this always fucking goes. They're actually a lot older than the last one. If I remember the last one, there was a teenage girl who was getting abused and the family was like, oh, we're going to abuse her. I remember that one. This one's 39 years old. So I'm a 39-year-old female. I was helping out my 38-year-old sister with her kids who are 9 and 5. Because she's been going through a nasty split with her dad. Well, with their dad. Jeez, I think you can tell I'm getting fucking stoned here. They go to the same school as my kid, 6, and I work flexibly and from home, so it was easy to pick the kids up and watch them for a few hours now and then. You can tell where this is going. So the sister's probably going to bash her. Oh, you're at home, meaning you don't do shit anyway. That's probably what she's thinking. I was always paid for my time, as was my husband who helped, but I quit after Claire accused my kid of stealing. She said with no evidence or anything that since her daughter's favorite doll was missing, it was obvious that my daughter had stolen it since it was last at my house. I asked my daughter. She said no, and I believed her. She said she saw my niece leave with it, and I believed her. I even searched my whole damn house, and I still couldn't find it. I told my sister all this, and she said that my daughter's a liar and a thief, and that I'm enabling her, and she expects me to pay for a new doll.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. You called my daughter, your niece, a liar and a thief. Don't ever fucking come over to my house again.
That's the end.
Because if I tore my house apart, kids lose things all the fucking time. If I tore my house apart, and I know for sure that it's not here, and I'm telling you, like, look, I did this, and this. It's not here. Seriously, I looked everywhere. And then you turn and call my daughter a thief and a liar?
Yeah.
Like, no. Because I guarantee it's probably underneath their couch at home. And she hasn't looked. She hasn't torn her house apart to look for the damn doll. She just assumes it's at her sister's house. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I just don't even understand. This is your sister. For 38 years, you've been with this person.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. You have a kid who can misplace things. Kids are fucking dumb, man. They misplace. They say dumb shit. They do dumb shit. They forget very easily. I mean, they're cute as hell. I love kids. But, man, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, she probably just forgot where she put it, lost it, and this sister just went flop.
Or it's underneath the seat in the car.
Yeah.
Like, it's underneath something. It's stuck behind something. Like, kids lose shit all the time. Like, give me a break. It's just, she's got to open her eyes and look.
It's fucking obnoxious because, like, you're sitting there name calling. You're calling the bit. You're calling the kid a fucking thief and a liar. This is a fucking kid, man.
Yep.
And by proxy, you're calling your sister. Oh, like this fucking doll. Like, what, she can't afford to buy her own kid the doll? She's got to steal yours. This is very stupid thinking by this mom. Very fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
I was so angry and incensed that she was being so nasty and horrible. I just said to her, "My daughter's no liar or no thief. And you know what? I'm done. Find someone else to babysit because it certainly won't be me." And I hung up on her.
Good.
I got 5 missed calls from Claire before I blocked her. Oh, I love her. She sent panicked messages and tried calling my husband, and he blocked her too. Good. We have learned from my parents that Claire is panicking because she really needs help with the kids, and I'm the only one with the soft, flexible to do so. She also said that she had found her daughter's doll and said that things are okay now.
Oh.
But not once she has offered any sort of apology for what she said about my kid.
So she found the doll. Once the sister said, "Look, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done with you. I'm not babysitting for you anymore." All of a sudden, she tore her house apart and she found the doll.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. No. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't fucking happen.
Dude.
Mm-mm.
We've never had any situation close to this.
Or did she find the doll before that, still wanted to accuse the other one and get a second doll?
Oh, like that's the case.
Finally looked in her house after like all the shit went down.
Well, I know how parents are because obviously I'm a parent, obviously, you know, and you always want to believe your kid. And if your kid says something to you, your kid's always right, no matter what. You know, that's just how every parent is. Oh, my kid's right. So if my daughter came home and said, "Hey, this happened, someone stole my shit," immediately I'm getting pissed off. Immediately. It's just a switch I can't turn off. I'm going to flip the fuck up. But then we're going to look thoroughly.
Yeah.
You sure you didn't leave it anywhere? Where do you last remember having it? We're going to try to find it on our own without accusing people.
Yeah.
And then how I would approach the person is say, "Hey, you know, our daughter went over to your house. We looked everywhere for this thing. Can you just take a look and see if you can find it? That's how you handle it. No one is out to steal kids' toys, especially a fucking doll that's got slobber of someone else's kid on it. No one wants to steal your shit, lady. She's a fucking idiot.
I don't know.
All right, so there's a little bit more here. My parents think I am screwing her over by not helping her and that she made an honest mistake and is just stressed and everything due to her marriage split. They have said that perhaps I should take the higher ground and move on from this and don't seem to understand that my kid was accused of something she didn't do and criminalized. Yeah, I agree.
I would need an apology. Like, I understand the stress thing. She's going through a divorce, so I can only fucking imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going through that and, like, you're stressed out, you don't know, have anyone to watch your kids. But, like, you resorted to name-calling a six-year-old?
Mm-mm-mm. Nope.
Like, you have to at least own it and apologize and, like, try to make things right.
It ain't happening.
So, I don't know. Like,
that door
just,
would forever be closed. But that's just me. I don't forgive, man. I really don't. It's a fucking character flaw of mine, but
I mean, I can be understanding of the situation, but she's not apologizing at all. She's just bitching and complaining to everyone that she doesn't have a babysitter.
Yeah. She's a real fucking bitch, this woman. I don't like her at all. I don't like this fucking woman. I can't stand her.
No, she's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, she is. She is the fucking asshole here. This other woman, if she takes this family back, because there's a little bit more left,
mm-hmm.
if she takes this family back, I might have to say she's an asshole, because this woman is just going to pull it all over again.
She's not allowed to take her back unless she gets an apology.
All right, we'll see what happened here. I see it as I don't care if she's shitty to me, but definitely if it's about my kid and she hasn't once said sorry for accusing my six-year-old daughter of being a criminal,
mm-hmm.
it ain't happening. She disrespected my kid, and no amount of bad situation or stress is preventing her from saying sorry and smoothing things over. I agree.
Exactly.
I should have added, my niece never said my daughter stole her doll. She just said something along the lines of, Mommy and I can't find my doll, and never said any other context of that. So my sister just assumed it meant my daughter stole it, rather than believing it could have been just somewhere in her own house.
Yeah, no.
I quit babysitting because she was rude, nasty, and bitter, and is expecting things to just go back to normal because she found the doll. She's not admitting she messed up, and I would be happy to babysit again, but only if she sincerely apologized, but she isn't, so here we are.
Yeah, she's not an asshole.
I think she's an asshole for being so nice.
She's not being nice, though.
Well, she's expecting an apology and willing to watch these kids
again.
Oh,
I would want a freaking apology, too. And there would be, mm-mm. now that this has happened, there would be fucking rules stated. Period. But I understand she is going through a hell of a lot of things, but she was completely out of line with what she did. So this woman that wrote it is not an asshole. The sister is.
Definitely. Definitely. I agree with you here. And it doesn't matter because you're always right anyway. So
yeah, so there you go.
No, I mean, I'm thinking about this, and I'm having almost like a moment of self-reflection as we're talking about the asshole story. Because this woman, I call her an asshole for being so easily forgiving of the shit. Maybe she's not the asshole. Maybe I am. Maybe I need to learn how to fucking forgive.
Yeah, because
man.
I mean, that's her sister. Her sister's going through a divorce. But the sister was way out of line. But if you're not going to apologize, and like, it's over, it's done.
Do you think I'm too harsh?
Yes.
You think I'm too fucking harsh? Like, write people off for the smallest shit?
Yes.
But this is
like,
pretty
this is
major.
Family. Family deserves like second chances and stuff, especially with a situation like that. If she's willing to apologize and sit down and like, now there's going to be rules here. You're not going to fucking ever accuse my kids of shit again.
Yeah.
Like,
there's
going
to be some ass kissing.
Like, it's not going to be like, oh, yeah, let me just babysit 24/7. Like, no. Like, there's going to be
ass
rules in
place. Ass kissing. She needs to kiss my fucking ass for at least a year. Like, you better fucking treat my kid like a fucking princess. You better buy her something bigger than you bought her last year for her fucking birthday. Like, you better take her little six-year-old ass to go get a fucking whatever you do to kids to get them pampered. What's that? We did that for our kid for her birthday the 1 year.
Manicure, pedicure,
and
all that
crap. What was it, like her 10th birthday or some shit? We took her and a friend to go get their nail. You better do all that shit. Mm-hmm. Get her a face mask, whatever the fuck they do, man. You better pamper this kid because there's no excuse for fucking calling a kid a piece of shit like that. So she's definitely the asshole. And I want to ask you real quick, though, because you said something that caught my attention. I was thinking about it here, about family deserving it. Do you think family deserves it? I don't think they do.
It depends on the situation. My family does not.
Mm-mm.
They're too much. It's too much. It was years and years and years and years and years of bullshit. Like, a chance after chance after chance. Like, it just depends on the situation and how nasty, awful your family is. But That's it. Like, everyone, like, if it's family, it, like, it just depends.
But what gives family that?
Because it's fucking blood.
But that, but does that really matter?
But it depends how bad it, like, this is a situation, like, yeah. I'm understanding of the situation.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that.
You had a much normal upbringing than I did, though. I mean, yours was much normal. Like, your siblings were a lot closer to you in age.
Yeah.
You had a more normal relationship with your family than I did. Mine was just fucking weird, but I don't know. I just don't see it as family being special. I don't think, oh, just because we came out of the same body means we have to have this bond forever, you know? Like, look at animals. Like, you teach a bird to fly, they fly the fuck away. They fly the coop and they never come back. Most animals, it's like they get taught how to do their thing and they get taken away and they end up as a fucking cat behind a dumpster by themselves as a fucking kitten who gets taken care of by a loving family or whatever the hell. But still, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, yeah. Animals, they leave the... And they never come back. They don't have that bond. Us, we have to have this, like, family unit and take care of each other forever kind of weird shit.
That's nice. I just... Yeah. My family sucks, so...
I guess if you have a good family, it makes sense. I don't know. Yes. My family's not terrible.
That's cool that people have good families and they cook out and they get together once in a while and stuff like that. Like, that's nice. They go on vacations and stuff together. Like, it used to be amazing when I was a kid and we would go on vacation or do something, go camping. And then adulthood happened. I wasn't stupid anymore, and I was seeing shit, and I was like, I can't.
There may be something happens then that didn't happen with me in my situation, because when I was a kid, we were all kind of close, and there was that family bond thing there. And then I think when you fly the coop, so to speak, as I was saying, with you birds and animals, that's when you have that relationship. And maybe that's when we should cut the cord from our family and be like, all right, now I'm on my own. This is the end.
Well, that's fine, but I don't want these kids to ever do that. I want them here forever. Well,
yeah, I want them to be able to do their thing forever for obvious reasons. I mean, we got one with special needs. I mean, that's...
Yeah, both of them are sucks. Never leaving this house.
Yeah, never, ever. But man, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you're right. It depends on your relationship and your family. But I prefer to just say, you know, you don't have to... Just because that's your sister, forgive her for some shit like this.
Fool me once, fuck off, you're never going to talk to me again.
That's the way I live my life, man. That's why it's very fucking lonely. But what are you going to be doing for the next couple of days here?
Well, I guess, I don't know. Not much. Listening to the rain and the wind. Hopefully our fence stays up. I'm debating on what to do about these bird feeders. I'm leaving. So far, they're still out there. See how far they swing. I don't know. And nothing. I don't plan on watching really much. And nothing has come out.
Yeah.
I'm watching what's on TV now. Like, I'm watching my challenge. I'm watching Big Brother and, like, I'm watching those. But, like, I'm not into anything new. I tried watching a lot of stuff. It was all shit.
Fucking awful shit.
Those untold documentaries, though, on Netflix. I love those. I wish they would come out with more of them.
You might like a couple other ones. I can point you to some good documentaries after we're done here. There's a lot of good stuff. I was watching a couple things too. That were pretty decent.
There's a New York Jets one on Max.
What's it called? Like, How to Lose in Style or some shit? What the fuck's it called?
No, I don't know what the fuck it's called. But I did see that, and that's episodes. And I'm waiting for all the episodes to come out before I even start that. I think it's
Hard Knocks.
Is that what it
is? Hard Knocks. Yeah, that's right. It's Hard Knocks. Yeah,
I remember there multiple episodes. So I'm waiting for that to end so I can watch that. And then that's another thing on Max. I tried Telemarketers. I couldn't get through 20 minutes of that. I was done with that. It was supposed to be about, like, telemarketing, how they were screwing people over and blah, blah, blah. But it was so bizarre. I'm just like, no, I can't. Like, I tried multiple things. We'll see if I find anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to try to get myself better. I don't know what the hell's going on. It feels kind of reminiscent to that little weird illness I had a couple weeks ago I was talking about. It feels kind of like that. I'm losing my appetite. I can feel it going away. I don't know what the hell's going on. I think I know how to fix it. So I'm going to try to do what I did last time and... Hopefully, get some of the stuff off the TV. Man, I got 5 fucking hours, damn near, of The Lord of the Rings to get through, and then that's done. You know what? I gave it a much harsher review in the beginning, only because
I thought there was like 20 movies.
There's only 6, but the 3 that we're watching now were the original ones that came out, and the newer ones I like better are the prequels. So watch the better ones first, and then we're watching the ones that came out first, and I'm like, it looks a little bit more dated. The story's better in the original because it's the origin, like how things happen. I like the other one better. The characters were better. The guy's name is Dildo is the hero, the guy who gets the ring first. His name is Dildo.
That's not his fucking name. What's his fucking name?
His name is Dildo.
No, it's not.
He seems more heroic, and he's funnier. He's more charismatic than Elijah Woods, who seems like a real bitch in the movie. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to get that out the way. Hopefully finish Lucifer. I'm really digging that show right now. I got...
That's good.
I mean, it's like I got three more seasons to go, but it's like 10 episodes, 8 episodes, 20 episodes, so I could probably knock that out in 2 days. So hopefully by Monday's show I can have reviews for all these things that I'm getting out the way, and then keep it going from there. Hopefully this illness doesn't kill me, but if it does, people, I want you to know that no one's happier than me. So you can dance and dance and be happy as much as you want, but no one will be happier than me. So there you go.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms. It makes no sense. And you can find our, you can also email us at voiceofmiserypodcast@gmail.com.
A little out of practice there, aren't you, champ?
Fuck off.